Hello everybody, this is Tony Johnson. I'd like to welcome you to this tutorial of Talking Typer for Windows. This program will allow you to learn keyboarding and typing by the means of your computer and your sound card. The program is self-voicing, so you don't need a screen reader in order to use this program. This program was developed by the American Printing House for the Blind in Louisville, Kentucky, and right now what I'm going to show you how to do is how you can get yourself a free demonstration of it. But there's a few things I'd like to say about the free demonstration. First, the demonstration version will only last for 15 minutes. And secondly, the demonstration mode doesn't come with the AT&T voices. I will get into a little bit more about the AT&T voices later on in the presentation. I'm in Internet Explorer. So I'm going to
Alt D address edit combo HTTP colon slash.
I'm going to go to www. A is in alpha.
A.
P is in Paul.
P.
H is in house.
H.
Dot org.
Period. O R G. Enter www.app.org. American Printing House for the Blind. App software visited link. Page has 34 link. App.
Silence it there. Go to the top of the page.
American Printing House for
the control home. This is the American Printing House for the Blind main web page, and what I'm going to do now, real quickly, is I'm going to put my links in a list view.
Links list dialog. Links list view. Use shop app to search for and order app products.
Go to the top with a home key.
Home.
And I believe if you hit A 3 or 4 times, this will take you to AF software.
A AF magazine survey. A AF news September 2010. A about AF. A AF software.
Okay, so it's 4 times on mine, so maybe differ for everyone, but this is the link you want. So push enter.
Enter. Technology and software products. Visited link Talking Typer for with Talking. Technology and software.
Silenced it there. Went up to the top again. I'm going to put my links in list view.
Links list dialog. Links list view.
And I'm going to make sure I'm at the top.
Home.
Now I'm going to hit a T. And the very first time I hit T, it should come up to, it should take me down to Talking Typer.
T, Talking Typer for Windows registered, typing tutor program.
That's the one you want. Press Enter.
Enter. Talking Typer, visited link download. Page has 1 frame, 83 headings, and 110 downloads.
And real quickly, to find the download link, I'm going to press a Control F. I'm going to
virtual find
cheat
download
here a little bit. I'm going to press, well, I actually, last time I was on this page, I had the word download in my find search string. So
enter. Visited link download. Escape.
That will take you to
vertical bar. Link instructions.
Instructions.
Vertical bar.
I'm arrowing down. I just arrowed up twice when you heard that.
Visited link download.
I arrowed down. Download. If you press this, this will take you to the dialog box and allow you to download that. I have the full version, so I'm going to show you what it sounds like. I unloaded it from my machine here, and I'm going to do a fresh installation here so that you can hear what it sounds like. So I'm going to exit out of this, and I'm going to Alt-Tab over. I have my CD-ROM drive open. For those of you that I wish to purchase the CD-ROM of this program. If your CD-ROM doesn't start, there's a few things you can do, and I'll tell you. You can go to Start and press Run, the letter R, and type whatever drive your CD-ROM is assigned to. Everyone's machine is different. I actually have 2 on my machine. I have 2 disk drives. I'm going to be using D. I already have it open. If I go to the top of the items that are on the CD-ROM here.
Home, speech 16.
Speech 16, I'll get to that a little bit later. If you hit the letter S as in Sandy.
S, setup.x.
That's the one you want. If your CD-ROM, for some reason, will not automatically start when you insert the program. You can also go to My Computer, and you can access your CD-ROM drive that way. I'm not going to do it that way. I'm going to exit out of this.
Alt F4, gold width.
And I'm going to show you how it actually sounds when you put the actual CD in and it comes up automatically.
Alt F.
So, going to minimize everything.
Windows N, desktop, folder view, list view, Internet Explorer, five of...
And open the door and shut the door. And this is how it comes up automatically.
App dash talk and typer 1.13.2.0 setup dialog. Install button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus I.
Okay, we have some buttons here. The first one's pretty self-explanatory. Install, that's the one you want to install. I'll tab around here so you can see the other buttons.
Tab, documentation button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus D.
Documentation, that's if you want to read about the program and learn more about it.
Tab, what's new button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus W.
What's new? This will take you to the internet, back to American Printing House for the Blind's website, and you can read what's new.
Tab, install high-quality speech button to activate. Press space bar.
Install high-quality speech. I will get to that a little bit later, but it is something that I'm going to be doing in this presentation.
Tab, exit button to activate.
Exit.
Press space bar. Alt plus E.
That's self-explanatory.
Tab, install button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus I.
And we're back around to install. So, without further word, let's do an installation.
Enter. Setup dash talk and typer dialog. Next greater button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus N.
There's not a lot of verbiage here. Let's see what all we have. I'm going to do an insert B as in buddy to see what's all here in this dialog box.
Setup dash talk and typer dialog. Welcome to the talk and typer setup wizard. This will install talk and typer 1.13.2.0 on your computer. It is recommended that you close all other applications before continuing. Click next to continue or cancel to exit setup. Next greater cancel.
Okay, so we're sitting on next.
Next greater button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus N.
Push the space bar.
Space to continue. Click next. If you would like to select a different folder, click browse. Edit. C colon backslash program files backslash app backslash talk and typer. Type and text.
And that seems all right to me. Do another insert B to see if there's any info that it did not speak.
Setup dash talk and typer dialog. Select destination location. Where should talk and typer be installed? Setup will install talk and typer into the following folder. To continue, click next. If you would like to select a different folder, click browse. Edit. C colon backslash program files backslash app backslash talk and typer. Browse dot dot dot. At least 17.6 MB of free disk space is required. Less back. Next greater cancel. To continue, click next. If you would like to select a... To continue, tab. Browse dot 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 button to activate. Press space bar. Alt.
I tabbed once.
Tab. Less back button to activate.
Twice.
Press space bar. Alt plus tab. Next greater button to activate. Press
okay.
space bar. Alt plus
That's
N.
Where I want to be. Press the space bar.
Space. Setup dash talk and typer dialog. Ready to install. Setup is now ready to begin installing talk and typer on your computer. Click install to continue with the installation or click back if you want to review or change any settings. Destination location colon C colon backslash program files backslash app backslash talk and typer. List back. Install. Cancel.
And I just hit an insert B to get that information spoken to me. So I'm sitting on
next greater button to
next.
Activate. Press space bar.
I'm going to push the space bar.
Space cancel button to activate. Press space bar. 3%.
And it's installing.
63%. File progress dialog. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Setup. 4%. Setup dash app audio keys 1 dialog. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. 57%. Setup. Setup dash talk and typer dialog. Finish button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus F. 9%. Setup dash book wizard reader dialog. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. Setup dash talk and typer dialog. Finish button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus F.
And there's the finish button. Now you heard something there say book wizard reader. Book wizard reader is a program that comes with talking typer, and what it allows you to do is it lets you read your documentation by a digital talking book format. I personally don't use the Book Wizard Reader, and you don't necessarily have to install this part of the software. If you don't, whatever screen reader you have installed will read your documentation to you. Now, from what I can tell, there's not a Don't Install Book Wizard Reader button in this dialog box, so you can let it install, and once everything is installed, you can exit out of the program, go to the control panel, select Add Remove Programs, scroll down to Book Wizard Reader, select Change / Remove. It will ask you if you want to remove Book Wizard Reader. Say yes, and this will get Book Wizard Reader out of your system.
Finish button to activate.
Let's look and see what it's telling us here. And the finish button, going to do another insert B.
setup dash talking typer dialog. Completing the talking typer setup wizard. Setup has finished installing talking typer on your computer. The application may be launched by selecting the installed icons. Click finish to exit setup. Finish. Finish button to activate space. App dash talking typer 1.13.2.0 setup dialog. Start program button to activate. Press space bar.
It's asking you, do you want to start the program?
Tab documentation button to activate. Press space bar. Tab, what's new button to activate.
What's
press
new?
Space bar. Tab, install high quality speech button to activate. Press space bar.
Install high quality speech. Talking Typer comes with AT&T high quality speech if you have the full version. I would recommend installing this. If you don't install the AT&T high quality speech, the only other voice you'll be using is the narrator speech that comes with Windows XP, and I think that sounds kind of muffly. You can purchase different sappy speech voices. I don't know a lot about that. Your documentation will tell you more about that. There's a couple around that I'm not familiar with, but in this case, for demonstration purposes, I'm going to be using AT&T mic. So, without further ado, I'm going to install the speech.
Install high quality speech button to activate. Press space bar. Space. Setup dash add team natural voices dialog. Next greater button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus N.
It's not giving me a lot of verbiage here, so let's see what it's asking me.
Setup dash add team natural voices dialog. Welcome to the app natural voices setup wizard. This will install version 1.4 desktop and mic 16K on your computer. It is recommended that you close all other applications before continuing. Click next to continue or cancel to exit setup. Next greater cancel.
Everything's okay, so we're sitting on next. Let's push the space bar.
Space. Setup will install app natural voices into the following folder. To continue, click next. If you would like to select a different folder, click browse. Edit. C:\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\
It's just telling you where it's going to put it, unless you want to put it elsewhere. I don't. I'm fine with where it's going to defaultly put it. Go to next.
Add, browse, dot, 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 add, less back button, to add, next greater button, to
activate, space bar.
Space bar, all space, folder exists dialog, the folder colon C colon / program files / add natural voices / TTS 1.4 / desktop already exists. Would you like to install to that folder anyway? Yes button, to activate, press space bar, alt plus Y.
And being that I had this, and at the beginning of the presentation, I said that I took the AT&T speech out. I guess I didn't take the folder out, or for some reason, I don't know exactly what happened. It recognized that the folder was existing. I'm going to go ahead and put it back where it was in the first place with a yes.
Yes button to add space. Set up dash Adam T natural voices dialog. Next greater button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus N.
Telling me.
Set up dash Adam T natural voices dialog. Ready to install. Setup is now ready to begin installing add natural voices on your computer. Click install to continue with the installation or click back if you want to review or change any settings. Destination location colon C colon / program files / add natural voices / TTS 1.4 / desktop. Let's back. Install. Cancel.
And I got that and I got that spoken information once again with insert B.
Next greater button to activate space. Cancel button to activate. Press space bar. 1%.
It's installing AT&T.
10%.
High quality voice.
13%. 90%. Setup dash Adam T natural voices dialog. Setup alt plus F. Setup dash Adam T natural voices dialog. Finish button to activate. Press space bar. Alt plus F.
And if I push insert B, it's more than likely going to tell me that I was successful. We're sitting on finish, but let's see.
Setup dash Adam T natural voices dialog. Completed the Add Natural Voices setup wizard. Setup was finished installing Add Natural Voices on your computer. Click finish to exit setup. Finish. Finish button to add space. App dash talk and typer 1.13.2.0 setup dialog. Install high quality speech button to activate. Press.
And we are sitting back on the button. Install high quality speech program.
App exit button to activate.
And
press
I'm going to exit.
Enter.
Now we've got the talking typer and all of its components installed. There is one thing that I forgot to show you, and I'd like to go back and show you, and then we'll get right into the meat of the program. On the disk, there are two MP3 files that are very useful. I'm going to go in and show you where they are right now. I had reopened the D drive on my machine, and I'm going to go in here real quick and show you where these files are. Because there's a lot of good information, and there's also a demonstration that the American Printing House for the Blind has put on the CD to help you get a little bit more of a grip on it. I will be covering some of these things in the presentation anyhow, but
Alt-tab,
Alt-tab. Going to go to the top of my list here.
Home, speech 16.
And I'll tell you which
one. T, underline image.
Hit a letter T. I don't know what that is. Most of these I don't know what are.
T, top.js.
Don't know what that is.
T, underline doc.htm.
Don't know what that is.
T, underline doc.mp3.
T, underline doc.mp3. This is the actual documentation. It's about a 50-minute file. It tells you about the program. And there is another. So if you want to go in there and listen to that. And there is another one.
T, underline info.htm. T, underline info.mp3.
T, underline info.mp3 is the actual demonstration of the program on the disk. So American Printing House for the Blind has made this very user-friendly by putting the documentation and stuff in there. And I think that's going to do it for this session of Talking Typer. On the next lesson, I'll be talking about how to put your speech in sleep mode when you're running this application. And then we'll get into the first lesson of Talking Typer, and we'll see how it responds and talk a little bit about the program. And lastly, we'll go into the tools menu of this program, and I will show you how to set your speech. So join me on the next lesson as we delve into Talking Typer.